Welcome to Leveling the Playing Field, the podcast where we break down the delusions, fallacies, and misunderstandings about markets, investing, and risk. I'm your host, Ken Goldberg, and I've spent the last four decades immersed in the world of finance and investments, from big Wall Street firms to the Chicago trading floor. I founded and sold three hedge funds, won the World Cup Trading Championship, and my insights have been highly sought after as the most read outside contributor at thestreet.com. In this podcast, it's just you and me deep diving into the topics that most investors just don't understand. I'll be sharing my experiences, observations, and strategies to help you level the playing field and make more informed decisions. So let's go. Today's episode is a big one. It may be historic. It may be epic. But it is what it is. And now we're going to get into what it is. For many months, you've heard me talk about the problems with the economy. You've heard me talk about the problems with tech valuations, the lack of fear in the market. You've heard me set up the case for the big one coming. In previous episodes of the podcast, I've talked about the only thing to wait for is the pin to pop the bubble. Well, as you know, in the summer, we went through many warnings. We were waiting for one more indicator to come in, and that happened earlier this fall. In early September, the Hindenburg omen showed up. The Hindenburg omen has historically been an indicator that doesn't guarantee a stock market crash, yet in the past 50 years, there has been no stock market crash without a Hindenburg omen present. And it is now present. And as you know, the markets have come off dramatically since the summer's highs, which were in late July. The Hindenburg is something that we look at in combination with our other algorithms and indicators. What it does is warn that the market is unhealthy. The structure is weak. The legs of the table are wobbly. And that's what's happening right here, right now. Think of 2008. Think of 2001. In fact, think of 1987, the worst stock market crash since the Great Depression. These are the type of things that this indicator, as well as our other warnings, pointing to 50, 60, 70% declines in stock market pricing. Now, that's if you own the averages. Most of us don't own the averages. Most of us own more aggressive packages of mutual funds because we're always trying to make up for losses that we have already incurred. That's really not the best way to survive a market decline or correction or crash. In fact, if you think about it, corrections are just the equalization of an expansion. When something gets too big too fast, it needs to correct. It's healthy. It's the purge. That's why we need to be prepared for a stock market correction, maybe even a crash. And the only way to do that is to exit stocks, to reduce your exposure, to raise capital, the capital you need to have so that after the correction is done, you have money to buy whatever just got corrected, whatever just got destroyed in some instances. In fact, in the past year and a half since the all-time highs, the list of names of companies that have already been destroyed are amazing. 50, 60, 70, 80, 90% destruction in some of the companies that we all know and love. So that is what's warning that the general market, the bigger market, the tech market, the semiconductors, things of that nature, the place where we all think there's no risk to be in, that's where we have to be the most careful. In fact, remember what just happened in the bond market in the last 3 years. The bonds just had their biggest crash in history bonds are down over 50% from their 2020 peak. Imagine, we all used to think, probably some of us still do, mistakenly, that bonds are safe. Really? Safety includes a 50% or even greater destruction in your value? That's not safe. So the things that we've been told or we think we know or the rules that we think govern the markets and the universe, the rules of order, we have to throw that out. Those no longer apply. The markets have become gamified. And the only way to protect ourselves is to know the game. So that's what we're going to talk about today, knowing the game. What's the game? The game is getting ready for the third wave. Now, the chart that you're looking at shows third waves going back to the crash low of 2009. Each blue box is a third wave. The bright blue boxes are the third waves within the faded blue or light blue boxes. And that big gray box in the middle, that's a third wave that began in 2011 and ran all the way to 2020. That's an enormous third wave. But look what would be happening if you only were in the market during the third waves. You would have nothing but gains. You would not have the yellow boxes, which are the corrections. What most people do is they think that they can sidestep the correction or outlast the correction or hold their nose, close their eyes, and bury their heads in the sand during corrections. Sometimes that's actually the case. But look at the size of this market off of the 2009 low. We're about to see a third wave that most people will not survive, cannot survive, shouldn't try to survive. Let's look over to the far right side of the screen. We're, again, always looking for the third wave. We look for the third wave on the way up because that's where the biggest return, the biggest growth happens in the shortest period of time. We also are very wary and always on alert for the third wave on the way down. Let's look over on the right side of your screen and you'll see that the market is likely entering the third wave. Not just the third wave, but the third wave within the third wave. And that's why we're about to enter the bright blue box inside the light blue box, only this time to the downside. So unlike the third wave since 2009 up until 2021, all of which were to the upside, this is a third wave or series of third waves that are likely headed to the downside. And you do not want to be there. Our indicators are tuned and primed going back 300 years of data, looking at history over and over again at all degrees of trend, 24 hours a day, and looking for patterns that set up the third waves. We've been on alert. We've been advising clients for the past year or more to start to be careful with their stock exposure, to start to take profits, to start to use stop losses to protect the gains that they have and that you have, so that you're not subject to what may be the largest third wave in 100 years. Let's look what that might mean. If, in fact, we're about to enter the bright blue box of third wave inside the light blue box of third wave to the downside, then just look to the left and you can see what happens on the upside. Well, if you remember, down is faster. That's because down comes from fear. And while there's currently no fear in the market, look to the far left side of the chart. That was the fear that occurred out of the blue in 2007 and 2008. That was fearful. Look at the part of the chart for 2020. That was the fear that came out of the blue when this little virus became a pandemic and shut down everything. That's what that fear looked like. The fear that is likely coming that we're about to see is going to dwarf all those fearful periods. So we have to be careful and we have to get out of the way. Because as like other corrections in the market, for instance, the correction from 2000 to 2002, prices didn't get back to their 2000 all-time highs until 2007. That's how it works. It takes forever to get back what you had. What you lose in an instant takes years to get back. So the question right now is, do you have the time to outlast the correction or the crash or the decline or the reset that's right at our door? So here again, we bring in this chart so we can illustrate why we live in the third waves. Of course, the bad part about this third wave, it's on the downside. We've been waiting for the development from the all-time high to form the first wave down. And the right side of your chart, you'll see that as a blue one in parentheses. After that, and we warned about a year ago to expect blue two, that's the blue two in parentheses. And during the past 4 or 5 months through the summer of 2023, we warned that blue two was about to end. And when blue two ended, blue three in parentheses was coming. And when that happened, nobody wanted to be in the market. And we believe that has begun. The third wave is the money wave. On the way up, we make our money in the third wave. On the way down, you lose your money in the third wave. And that's right ahead of us. So what we want to illustrate with this chart, what we want to warn about, is that now is the time to take action, to not wait, to raise cash, to put in protection, protective orders, so that big slices of the market don't take big slices out of your wealth, your 401k, your retirement plans, and anything else that you have that's leveraged in nature. So we want this to be the lesson, to join us in the third wave, to look for the third wave. And if you don't know how to or are not comfortable betting the markets to the downside, just raise cash and be patient. And when it's time in the next few years for the next third wave to come to the upside, we will be there in advance before the last minute, months in advance, to warn of the third wave coming and to get everybody ready for its action. The next third wave is going to be an amazing third wave. But if you don't take action now, you won't have any money left to prepare and partake in the big third wave that's a few years out. In fact, this is the identical time to get out of the market in a downside third wave, as we warn to get into the market in upside third waves. It's all about the third wave. And we believe the next third wave, this time to the downside, is imminent. We have got to take action. You have got to take action. And if you don't know what that means, call us, get in touch with us. We're happy to help you and coach you through that. We need to prepare. We live in the third wave, and this is going to be the biggest downside third wave that most people currently alive have ever seen. Join us. We got you. Well, that wraps it up for this episode. Hey, I really wanted to thank everyone for honoring us and taking the time to listen to our show. There's, of course, tens of thousands of podcasts out there now, and we're grateful that you find the time to come back and listen to ours. Just know that we got you.